Welcome to For the Dogs or Whoever. We're your hosts, Brittany and Lisa, and we're lifelong dog lovers. We're here to tell funny dog mom stories, talk about fostering dogs, and support a couple of rescues that are near and dear to our hearts. So sit back, relax, have some laughs with us, and maybe a couple of drinks too.
All right, so we ask a bunch of people, I mean, just Facebook, actually. We ask the book.
What group or clique would your dog have been in when they were in high school? We got some pretty funny answers. We're also going to share the post into the Facebook group, which is For the Dogs or Whoever. That way you can see all the cute, adorable, funny pictures. There was a lot of duplicate answers, so we kind of categorized some. And then there were some that made us laugh so hard that we're just going to have to read out loud. So Lisa tallied up some categories for us.
Yeah, so honestly, like most of our dogs are mean girls.
Bullies and mean girls.
They're bullies and mean girls, but the mean girls definitely were the top of the list. But we know who you are. I mean, we were with you in high school, and
Yeah. We
did not like you, and you were awful. And and now, just to make our lives more miserable, we've gotten you as dogs.
like what the heck?
Just so that we still have someone judging us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you just can't let go of that.
Yeah.
You need somebody.
But at least these ones are cute and
yeah, and you can like put them in a crate. Put them outside.
You're being a bitch.
You can tell them to their face and they can't tell you back.
Yeah.
Like yeah, there's a lot of like definite positives of having a mean girl dog versus like a mean girl that'll like make your life a living hell in high school.
Yeah.
So, but my favorite mean girl story, honestly, came from Abby. I'm trying to find this here. And she said that Ginger would be a mean girl even though he's a boy. He has mean girl energy. And I was like, oh, I need mean girl energy.
Yeah, that's hilarious though.
First of all, I need energy in general.
Yeah, me too. That's hilarious though. Be like, I identify as a mean girl even though I'm a boy.
I love it. I love it. And I could just see this little animal, this little critter running around being a mean girl.
Yeah.
With my...
So as far as mean girls, though, what did we end up tallying up at?
We got 12 mean girls. And then it was kind of hard to, like, separate that from, like, the Miss Perfect or, like, the popular girl.
Yeah.
Because I think it's safe, like, we should say that not all girls who are popular are mean.
Yeah. No, there's actually...
Do you know any?
Not that I went to school with, but I've seen it in movies. I've heard about them. They're these, like, elusive creatures that I have heard about.
I'm popular and nice.
Yeah. To your face.
So I think we have seven skeptical popular girls that were nice to your face or you thought they were nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard because I think we've all had like experiences with those kind of people in our lives. Moving on. But I think worse than a mean girl is a bully, and we had a few bullies too.
Yes. No, I definitely agree. I mean, a bully to me is somebody that actually enjoys being mean to people.
Yeah.
And like going out of their way to be mean to people.
Yeah.
So when I get home, I'm going to ask Larry, who hurt you?
Larry is a bully.
He is.
Brutus was a bully.
Yeah.
Brutus would like pick on Ralphie so hard, like all the time. And he'd like, and he loved it. And he never had any shame in his kid. Like, he's just happy being a bully. I don't know. Like,
no, Larry loves it, too. I mean, even earlier today, I got home from work, and Betty's doing her little happy dance. She's all excited to see me. Betty's the one that's diabetic and blind, and Larry's just, like, acting a fool. And I'm like, Larry, get off of her. He's excited to see me, too, but the other dogs are way more aware that Betty, you know, has a little bit of disability and being blind. You know, they're a little bit more careful around her. Larry doesn't give a fuck. And I'm just like, dude, you're bullying like a blind person right now.
And he's like, so deal
with it.
Give me a beer, Mom.
he does love beer.
We didn't really address the cheerleader specific when we talked about like the mean girl.
Yeah.
But I think it was really funny because we did have a commenter, Sue, said cheerleader / backstabber, okay, which I thought was really funny because I just imagine this cheerleader who can do a lot of flips and she's practicing this so that she can stab you in the back really good. Yeah. But it's just such, I mean, it's like a trope. But it's true a little bit. Like, were you ever a cheerleader?
You know what's funny is, no, I was not. But I actually did try out for cheerleading one time. I think this was in eighth grade,
this
though.
This one time at band camp, yeah. They had cheerleading yeah. practice.
They were like, if you could do this flip and hold your clarinet. No. No, I did. I tried out for it one time because a couple of my friends were cheerleaders, but I'm really glad that that didn't work out for me because yeah. for the most part, I actually did know of a couple of cheerleaders that were actually probably decent humans.
Yeah. And no, I did too.
Oh, okay.
I did too. One of my good friends from my first high school, she was a cheerleader and she was like, she also played the French horn.
Oh, okay.
And so she was like multi-talented, but she was like quiet and like, cool. And
yeah.
she was not like your stereotypical cheerleader yeah. at all.
Well, and we don't need to go down this rabbit hole of if it's a sport or not, but I mean, it does take some athleticism.
Of course it does. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I didn't get picked for it.
Me either. No, I am not good at
this. I hung up my pom-poms in the 7th grade.
Yeah.
After they quit accepting all of us.
All of us, yeah. Everybody gets a trophy. Oh, the other sport I'm really good at is fishing.
Yes. I'm, like, pretty handy with darts.
Oh, I love darts. Anything yeah. like billiards, darts.
I have a really good, like, sight measure.
Okay.
Like, to, like, the inch.
I'm actually really good at shooting guns.
Oh, I love shooting guns.
Dude, we have so much in common. Let's go do some shit.
So when I shoot guns, though, I found out that I shoot best left-handed because I'm left-eye dominant.
I play pool left-handed.
Oh, my gosh. So this is funny because I don't know why I was thinking about this today, but, like, I think, like, when I was laid up with my hip, like, I could never wink my left eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just like was like, I will blink my left eye. And so I taught myself how to wink with my left eye. But see, this is a sexy wink on the yeah. right side. And this is like the stroke out. Like. So I'm left eye dominant because it doesn't want to close.
That's hilarious. Oh my God.
Okay, speaking of how stupid we are, how about class clowns?
Oh yeah. Class clowns are the best. Dogs that are just goofy all the time and just make you laugh and run around. I like that video I posted of Rupert like throwing his toy up in the air and like chasing it, basically throwing his own toy for him to chase. Like, it's just, you know, just easygoing, hilarious, playful, fun.
He's cute. He would be, so I feel like Rupert would be like maybe class clown, a little bit of like the theater kid. And I think we had one that was talking about like a theater kid.
Yeah. I think Rupert would also be a little bit of the Boy Scout with Ralphie. Like, we don't want to get in trouble, guys.
Yeah, no trouble. Okay, yeah. So, actually, we're going to break script a little bit with this one, but we're going to include a cat.
What?
Yeah, but we're only including a cat because this person that posted this was pretty awesome. So,
for the dogs or whoever, and maybe one cat.
Maybe one or two. But her cat sticks. Which is super cute,
that's
right?
That's adorable.
Would be in the theater crowd, meows loudly at nothing, dramatically rolls eyes and falls off of things. A comedian general.
Like that.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So that's allowed.
No, that's cute.
Plus, she had a dog that looked just like Ralphie, and his name was Bob. R.I.P. Bob.
Aw, Bob.
Bob and Ralph. She's like, I'm going to steal Ralph one day.
Aw.
No, you're not.
Never.
And then you have, like, what I feel like Otis is kind of, like, wrong side of the tracks kind of guy. Yeah. Like, kind of, he's a little bit of a loser. Like, I love him. But he, under it all, he's very handsome. And but he will not realize this until he's in his mid-30s. Yeah. And someone is, like, he's got this broodiness to him. And he'll eventually be, like, perfect partner in life.
Right, like the but, one that, you know, people dream about.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, what did you, how was high school for you? And he'll be like, oh, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that at all.
It molded me into this amazing person.
You look at
but
the picture
we don't
and you're
discuss
like,
it.
No, no way.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes. Ari had a really funny one. She said, Bean would be with the weird kids who eat glue and can't make friends. So we actually had a couple that I feel fit that category, but the way that she described it just made me laugh hysterically out loud.
I actually remember a kid from grade school that did eat glue. Yeah. I think his name was Shane.
Yeah, speaking of, I think this is weird, but I would rub glue on my hands and let it dry, and then I would peel it off my hands, because I was so bored. I was just bored at school.
Were you?
Yeah, I think that's why I was not a good, academically, wasn't very good until I was actually interested in the subject. So
yeah.
Here I am picking glue off my hands. Like, this is stupid. there's another funny comment from Becca. Her dog, Piper, is the one who everyone wants to be friends with, but she has no desire to be your friend. She would rather stand above you and judge you. 90% of her day at camp is standing like a queen on the mountain, judging all the dogs that surround her. And she posted a screenshot of her dog at doggy daycare on top of this like little playground thing, and with a little arrow like, that's Piper. She's just standing there judging everybody.
Yeah, be gone.
Oh, here's a good one for the jocks. Janie said, not the ones who pick on the geeks and get all the chicks, but the ones who can't pass math class and smash beer cans on their foreheads. Another category I thought that was really cute and funny is the tattletales.
I didn't do it. It was him. Yeah. You can see their eyes.
Like, I know. It
wasn't me.
It was never me.
Was not me. I think another big, like, a fun thing was, like, I had a couple people that have several dogs. And then...
Oh, like the dynamic of all of them.
The dynamic of them. So my friend Andy, she was like, she has these amazingly beautiful Bostons. Like, they're just super cool. So she's got Vivid, and
that's a cool name.
Yeah, and she's a hippie girl. That makes sense.
That's like, adorable. Yeah. She's like, I see the life through rose colored glasses.
And then she's got Sarian and Bad Boys. He's a bad boy.
Oh, bad boy. What you gonna do?
Probably good looks, bad grades would fall into that category. Yeah. Her dog Stokes is one of the jocks, and he only lifts weights. I can see that, just pumping the iron. And then Miles is a sporty guy who only plays sports that involve balls. He's a
gotta get that ball.
And Shimmer, an awkwardly funny girl, which I can relate to, and probably what I was closest to being myself.
I think that's who I am now.
Yeah. All right. So, and then Jessie, she had some really cute ones because her dog Maddie's a loner, which I don't think we're really, might be in the getting along category.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like
doing their thing.
And then Timbit. Like, how cute is that name?
That name's adorable. We should give awards for cutest name ever.
Timbit Tuesday. I love it. I love, like, watching, like, I'll see her post with her dog on Tuesdays.
Oh, that's adorable.
Class clown tennis player.
Yes.
Very cute. And Hudson is a troublemaker, always in the principal's office. And then Noelle is a teacher's pet and a trick star.
All right, well, I guess I'd say between the bullies, the nerds, the misperfects, the weirdos, the band geeks, the tattletales, the hood rats, the mean girls, I would say all in all, we all have one thing in common. We love our dogs.
And we're happy we're not in high school anymore. I'm so happy.
Yes.
After this is a lot, like... talking about this.
I know.
Made me anxious.
I know, but it's kind of like, oh, that felt good to get out.
I gotta get off
therapy
here
sessions
and go watch my so-called life.
Thanks for listening. Share with all your friends.